Rochelle Prasad has added another award to her long list of achievements and accolades. A Surrey resident who champions education rights and youth engagement, Prasad has been named the 2023 Young Leader of the Year by the World Federation of United Nations Associations, WFUNA. She was selected for her remarkable contributions to HRUNA in Canada, demonstrating active dedication and adherence to the principles outlined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, evident through her impactful work and accomplishments, according to an April 5 announcement on WFUNA.org. As the CEO and founder of the Spark Foundation, Prasad has effectively empowered young individuals to become informed and proactive citizens, igniting a desire for positive change within them, the website says. In addition to these involvements, she has also dedicated significant time working with Indigenous populations in an effort to preserve Indigenous lands and communities, and fostering meaningful relationships through this process. Hello community, hand waving. I've been connecting with so many amazing humans both on and offline, and the question of, what's your story, keeps popping up. So here we go, a glimpse into my story. My name is Rochelle and I am an advocate for UNSDG number 4, providing access to pic.twitter.com/CV7Judah1N. Rochelle Prasad, she, her, at Prasad Rochelle, January 18, 2024. Prasad's website, rochelleprasad.net, details her work in the community and past awards over the years, including Surrey Women in Business Awards and the 2020 Diana Award, in honor of Princess Diana. On social media, Prasad said she's excited to be named WFUNA's first Indo-Fijian, Canadian Young Leader of the Year. As an education rights and youth engagement activist, teaching by day and solving UNSDG, Sustainable Development Goal, number 4 with UN entities by night, I am honored to see the work of educators being spotlighted, she tweeted. There are so many barriers for children and youth accessing our education systems and for those who are in it already, Prasad added. The best ways to reduce these barriers are to influence leaders to invest more in building inclusive teaching spaces, life skills education programs, and quality teacher compensation resources. In 2022, Prasad ran for Surrey City Council and aimed to be a champion for marginalized voices, if elected with Brenda Locke's Surrey Connect team, but did not earn enough votes for a seat at City Hall. In a Q&A posted on WFUNA's website, Prasad describes herself as a teacher in the K-12 system and lecturer in the post-secondary space. My proudest accomplishment is having the opportunity to educate the next generation and collaborate with them to work towards achieving the UN Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, she says. Through my roles, I've been able to inspire and empower young minds, fostering a sense of agency and activism to address pressing global challenges. Witnessing the enthusiasm and dedication of these students fills me with immense pride and reinforces my commitment to shaping a better future through education and advocacy.